Welcome to Just the Taste. I'm Scott Curry with Chef's Best. We gather to talk about the trends in marketing, retail, and production in food and beverage that are shaping the industry. Today, we're joined by the founder and president of Outer Isle Gourmet, Jean David. Prior to founding Outer Isle Gourmet, Jean was executive director of the Central Coast office of the Arthritis Foundation located in Santa Barbara. And in a past life, she actually obtained a nursing degree and started a handful of other businesses, which we'll get into a little bit later. Jean, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks. So good to be here. Thanks for having me on.
You're very welcome. So your company is Outer Isle Gourmet. And before we kind of unveil what that is, let's be honest here. You're sneaking vegetables into our life. Your main product, right, is a cauliflower pizza crust and sandwich thins. And if I believe the intention here is to, as you stated actually on your website, recreating America's favorite foods with vegetables. So share with us a little bit about how you got to this point here where you're tricking us all into thinking we're loading up on bread when it's really a healthy cauliflower.
Yes. So really it came out of a shift in our lives ourselves. I've got a personal training background, a fitness background. So I'm a health enthusiast, health advocate. But we made a shift about 6 years ago, 7 years ago now. And it was before paleo hit, but it was basically a paleo diet where we did a doctor-supervised diet of just going back to the basics, which was lean protein, a portion of protein, fruits and vegetables. So when we did that, we were super amazed at the impact on our bodies and our brains and the way we felt, mostly in our energy level and brain fog and brain clarity now, as opposed to maybe foggy brain after a high carb lunch. So that was my husband and I. So we really, really did a lot of digging ourselves to find out exactly like, why do we feel this great eating this? And it was really all about the food because that's the only thing that had changed. So we both, you know, really had some dramatic improvements and were committed to this as a lifestyle. And we did a ton of research as to what it was caused. And it's really about the blood sugar up and down all day long that causes, you know, your blood sugar to spike, you take in carbs, your blood sugar spikes, insulin comes in to bring it back down, and then you're on to another cycle, you know, then you're hungry again, and two or three hours later, you're doing the same thing. So we kind of began to understand those underlying things that were going on within our bodies and trying to avoid them to keep our blood sugar level all day. It was kind of the focus of what this doctor did with us. So protein and very low glycemic carbs, that food that would not spike your blood sugar, like empty carbohydrates do, the breads and that. So we took all of those out of our diet and we're really quite bored with eating this way because I'm a New Orleans girl. I love good tasting food. I can't just do the rabbit food thing. so we really missed the convenience of having that bread affords. You know, you can put turkey and a little bit of avocado on a piece of bread and you're good to go. So we really missed that. And cauliflower pizza crust was beginning to be seen on Pinterest. And so that kind of caught my eyes. And I was like, wow, if I could get this down and if I could, you know, do the bread component, because that's what people use daily as opposed to just the pizza crust, this would be amazing. And, you know, so then it began. And I had decided that a career shift was in order for me. And I was just starting to get into my 50s. And I really wanted to figure out what I wanted to do with the next 15 years for a career. So there you have it. We decided to continue to go on into R&D and bring the products to market.
There you go. And so why cauliflower? How'd you end up there?
So cauliflower, because cauliflower is a great base. As we know, our original line included cauli rice and zoodles, which is zucchini pasta, and squashatoni is one of the other products. And we were advised early on by someone within the industry to not go with those products because they were not proprietary and they'd be knocked off by vegetable processors. And we saw the first cauliflower rice a year ago. So 3 years ago, we were selling it to our customers and decided not to go to market with those products because of that advice. And we're glad we did because those can just be processed and out there. But cauliflower as the base, just because it is such a unique flavor. We do have other bases, actually. We have a spinach and kale base, but we're not bringing it to market at the time. We've got a few other products that we'll bring to market before we bring a different base. But that's it. The main thing is vegetables. And the other thing is cauliflower is white. So it's really nice to kind of, you know, in golden brown, our products are kind of golden brown. So that visually also helps. We knew we could not bring spinach kale bread out just yet. The green, it's actually, the people who have tried it like it better than our cauliflower bread, which is amazing. But we knew the world is not ready quite for green bread yet. Mm. But anyway, yeah.
So I want to dig into something you said there. There's a learning, sounds like there's a pretty good learning opportunity where you chose not to pursue a product line that you somewhat instinctively, but just through conversation and research, knew could be commodified. And it wasn't going to be proprietary. So one question I have is, how as an entrepreneur can you be certain that the products that you went with, which as of now are the pizza crust and the sandwich things, will not be, you know, subject to the same challenge of being, you know, just commodified and someone just probably driving down the price and taking market share. Is it a patented product? How did you know that this was a safer route, if you will?
Well, it is proprietary in the way that we do what we do, but we actually looked into patent pending and we submitted and were in patent pending stages and decided not to go with that because it's interesting why people, you know, the reason people don't usually patent recipes and food products is because you have to disclose step by step your process. While in the manufacturing sense, that might not be an issue. In the food sense, we all know that that really does give everything away. Mm. So we decided that it was not worth the patent and the protection to have that publicly disclosed. And so we've just been real strong about our trade secrets from the beginning. What we do is unique. We actually just have a competitor out on the market and I'm blown away at what they're claiming and doing. And it's totally different, but they call themselves Cauli Power and it's a cauliflower crust. But it is, while it has cauliflower in it, it also has brown rice flour and tapioca flour and sugar and starch. And so they've made cauliflower crust, which is basically when people are looking to go to a plant-based substitute like this, they're looking to get away from the empty carbs. I mean, that's, you know, vegetables and fruits have good low glycemic carbs in them that fuel your body in the proper way without needing insulin to come in. So the whole point of cauliflower pizza crust is to get away from that. And while they've actually added it again to it. So we're not, you know, it's very interesting. Nobody's doing what we're doing. I mean, we specifically are going for a low glycemic vegetable-based product that will not affect your blood sugar at all. We have diabetics who actually, you know, say they can eat a sandwich on our bread and not have to take insulin, which to us is, I mean, that's the whole point. I'm not going to get into the inflammation in our system and bother you with all of those, you know, things that go on that why you don't want that going on in your body. But, you know, the upcoming epidemic in our country for diabetes is a big focus of ours. So that's why we do what we do. So it is really unique product at this point. Nobody else is on the market with what we're doing.
Right.
But we do expect people to try and come out and do different versions of it, you know?
Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, you're a proud mom, and I think we probably all are in the same cart in that, how do you get them to eat more vegetables, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And some of that is some of it's taste-based, for sure. Yeah. I know in my house. Mm-hmm. Some of it's convenience. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, each morning there's two things that I give my kids. One is a smoothie filled with all sorts of good stuff. But the other is, you know, I take peanut butter, throw it on some toast, and we get in the car. You know, it's convenient, and I can at least know that, you know, my kids aren't going to be hungry, you know. So how are kids responding to this cauliflower-based, let's call it, substitute?
It's really interesting. Kids actually love it. We have independent demo people out in the field, you know, doing demos for us. And when we get their reports, it's always so fun because they always talk about the kids were the ones begging their moms to get it, and the moms were thrilled. Mm. So I actually have a very good friend who has to hide it from her kids because they'll eat the whole pack immediately. And so it really is funny. So almond butter on our veggie bread, on our cauliflower bread, is amazing. So you can toast it. I eat it out of the pack with some almond butter on it, and you're good for 4 hours. That's the great thing. And you're actually having almond butter and cauliflower is what you're having. Nothing, no component of bread in the ingredients at all. You know, so if you're eating a turkey sandwich on our bread, you're actually eating turkey and two servings of vegetables. So just in a different way, you know, and but kids absolutely love it. And yeah, so. Yeah.
And you have a lot of recipes on your website, Outer Isle Gourmet. I've seen, you know, yeah. Jack Lantern pizza, zucchini spaghetti pizza. It really sounds like it's a very versatile product.
Well, besides, you know, because people think, okay, sandwich thins and pizza crust, gosh, you know, okay, a sandwich or a pizza. But we're doing, there's so many things you can do with it. Like lasagna is one of the best recipes we have out there, and people love it. So instead of the high carb noodles that actually kind of neutralize the flavors of a lasagna, our pizza crust, you just stick them in there. You don't even have to cut them. Just stick them in whole in place of the lasagna the noodle layers, and it actually adds flavor to your lasagna because our pizza crusts have garlic and basil and oregano in them. So it actually adds, and you get this like rich, deep flavor and none of the carb effect. You need no nap 2 hours after you eat that or an hour after you eat that. It's just so amazing, and you're getting, you know, two servings of vegetables with each pizza crust. So it's really amazing. Huevos Rancheros on it, Eggs Benedict, people are using it. We've got restaurants here in Santa Barbara, one restaurant that's done a whole fit menu based on our products where, you know, it's a pizza joint, but it was a way that they could bring in a whole different audience that would have never been stepping into their restaurant by having this fit menu. And so they do paninis, they have two different paninis, offer two different pizzas or any pizza on our pizza crust, and then they do the lasagna as well. And they're just, yeah, they sell as much of our lasagna as they do of their traditional lasagna. It's 50% now. So
amazing. And are you still you know, personally not eating carbs and sugar? I think you mentioned 6-7 years ago.
You're just completely
You're all in.
Oh, absolutely. The difference is so, I think honestly what happens is we were in our 40s at that point, and we were just beginning to gain 2 pounds a year because, I mean, we weren't doing anything different, but just because of the age difference. And there's just something about that in your 50s that your body just, you know, it just doesn't want all of that stuff in it, and your brain fog and all of those things. So we were just like, whoa, we need to do something about this. And you know, when we're glad that we found it when we did, and made that shift because it's made all the difference in the world. And yeah, no, I have no desire to, I'm never even tempted you know. But again, we have our cauliflower bread. I mean, we bring it to Greek restaurants with us and, you know, eat the hummus and the, you know, instead of the pita bread, I just throw it in my purse and bring it with me. So, yeah, it's a great, you know, so you have that substitute again, you know, where you don't feel deprived. You know, you've got something in replace. Yeah.
So you've shared, you know, your passion for impacting, you know, the nation's health. We know that two-thirds of adults are either overweight or obese, one-third are obese, and it's an obesity epidemic that is, you know, becoming a cardiovascular epidemic and everything. But you also have another passion I want to get into, which is that you're president of Taste of Hope, which is a grassroots nonprofit doing work in Ethiopia. So share with us a little bit about what that's all about.
So we met an Ethiopian refugee that was living in Santa Barbara, and she had fled during the war and was here now. And so we all got to meet her and become friends with her. And based on that relationship, there were about 10 of us that started this nonprofit so that we could begin joining her in her work and efforts back home. So while she was here, she was still, you know, get phone calls from, you know, widows and orphans basically wanting support in some way. So we would, we began doing sponsorships for children, girls, so that they could go to school and be funded and, you know, to be able to go to school and not have to prostitute themselves, because that's basically the option, like to support their family and themselves. So that's why we developed the sponsorship program for them. So, and just for people, women, widows that were elderly that couldn't go out and do anything to support themselves, literally starving on the street. So through her personal contacts, we began working in that region, and then, you know, combined efforts with another NGO there to process the funding through. So, yeah.
It's wonderful. So you certainly have quite a resume of a life dedicated to service, both, you know, extending all the way from Outer Isle Gourmet to your work with the Arthritis Foundation and as president of Taste of Hope as well. So very fulfilling life, I would imagine, you're leading at this point.
Oh, well, I love, to me, I mean, serving others is such an honor that we get to partake in. So for me, it's just, gosh, the best part of life. And the other thing that I'm really passionate about is, it's kind of the same thing with Africa. It's the DR Congo that we're focusing on. I'm part of Team World Vision, which is, we run the LA Marathon every year and raise funds. And our team alone has raised over $300,000. And we focused it. We decided early on that we wanted to focus it just in the DR Congo so that our money would have the greatest impact. And so we focused it that all of our money went to the DR Congo. And so now, 4 years later, we know for certain all of the DR Congo has water. And so it's, so instead of just, you know, putting the money into their funds and it going wherever, we just wanted to see a focused effort and have something actually achieved that we could see. And so that is so exciting, because you can make a difference. Even by running a marathon, you know, I mean, something as simple as that. I love running, and it's just great running with a purpose. So, yeah.
Amazing.
We run that on Sunday in LA. Yeah.
Great. Well, very inspiring. So turn it back to Outer Isle Gourmet. Other than outerislegourmet.com, where can people find your product?
So we're in all of the Whole Foods in Southern California, Nevada, and Arizona. And lots of the independent stores in Northern California and Southern California. So we are just beginning to open up some new distribution channels. So hopefully we'll be beyond that area. But for now, you know, we've got those retail stores in those areas and then online.
Awesome.
Well, we're outside of our distribution area.
Great. Well, it's an exciting product. It's, you know, kind of a whole new category, the whole concept. I think we're all familiar with the kind of infamous rule of, you know, shopping in the outer aisles to eat healthy as a, you know, when in doubt, you know, follow that rule. And it's great to hear someone that's, you know, taking that kind of to the next level too, where you can continue to enjoy the foods that you maybe you do enjoy or grew up on and are accustomed to, but do it in a healthier way. So congratulations on bringing a wonderful product to market and experiencing some nice early success as well.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Well, best of luck and keep in touch as the next products roll out. That'll be a little greener, but I'm sure it'll be successful as well.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Really appreciate your time and having me on today. Enjoyed
it. Thank you, John.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us on Just a Taste, the Chef's Best Production. Join us again next time as we talk to more experts in marketing, retail, and production in the food and beverage industry. As always, visit chefsbest.com to learn more.